My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and hopefully walk away with information vital, maybe life-changing, and maybe information that you could apply to your everyday routine right now and start to see some of the healthier changes. Because sometimes a little bit of positive movement in the right direction and seeing something, feeling something, or acting, or just getting a sensation of being healthier, it's really motivating. And in most cases, most people just want a little bit more of that. They want to be able to feel good all the time. They want to be able to, you know, feel better than they did before they got started. And I think that's also the opposite of that is the reason why a lot of people don't pursue health on a bigger scale. They hear something, they try something half-heartedly, they don't get a good result, so they throw their hands in the air and they just don't follow through with anything. They just say, well, none of that works. Because they didn't do their homework. They didn't ask questions. They didn't really search out the good information. You know, and I think sometimes we use that for a quick excuse. You know, yeah, I tried that. It didn't work. So I'm done with the entire nutrition industry. You know, one of the best things we can do these days is hit and miss a little bit and find out the things that are the best and then see the results, feel the results, and, you know, remind ourselves that we all don't have as much time as we thought we did. Time is going real fast. So making changes can make the time that we have here a lot better and a lot healthier, because there's nothing worse than getting to a point in your life and wishing you had taken care of yourself a little better, those coulda, shoulda, wouldas. And I see it every day. Wish I woulda taken that dietary choices. I wish I woulda been more active. I wish I woulda relaxed a little bit more and surrounded myself by more positive people and, you know, stopped dealing with negativity and, you know, stopped trying to fix the world around me and spent some of that time on myself. So don't have the coulda, shoulda, wouldas. You know, just start today, but start in a comfortable pattern with good information. Every day here on the show, we have the relevant topics for today's world. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and we always talk about the things that are important today to today's world. You know, relevant topics. And then I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Not only are they Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley, but they have something that you just don't see anymore, a full-service store. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service. You create great relationships with these amazing people at Stay Healthy. They carry only the best quality products, and their prices are awesome. So you go in, you get your questions answered, you choose from the best of the best, and all of it in a full-service environment. It's something to be seen, especially in the middle of our wonderful self-service world where we can't get help doing anything or questions answered anywhere. You know, you find a place like Stay Healthy, you hold on tight because there's not a lot of those full service stores out there. And I think the more we demand that service, maybe the more some of them will come back to the way they were before they turned into a self-serve store. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 till 7, Saturdays 9 till 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to like them on Facebook. Get those daily posts. They are entertaining, educating, and really well worth the read every single day once you connect with them on Facebook. And of course, their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, all of the industry articles that are there, they rotate, they change, so you can always read new articles, and it's always educational. And of course, when you're there, you can take the time and print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store. Well, today we're going to be talking about essential oils, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Garden of Life essential oils. You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think what we're trying to do is make sure that people understand the true uses of essential oils. And of course, nobody better to be here representing Garden of Life than my friend Bruce Topping. Bruce has been involved in the alternative medical community his entire life by managing health food stores, speaking for support groups, conducting seminars for Weston A. Price chapters, and being an activist for small and local agriculture. He's a consummate student of natural medicine in all of its forms, with a passion for helping people understand the controversies of diet and nutritional science. Based on his wealth of knowledge, Bruce is a highly sought-after national speaker for Garden of Life and is Garden of Life's probiotic and enzyme specialist and their expert. He is currently authoring a book on digestive health and is a popular guest on several radio shows, and we get the pleasure to talk to him a couple times every month right here on my show. Help me welcome my guest, Bruce Topping. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for having me today.
How are you?
Doing great. I was just reading the Stay Healthy page. I was nodding my head while you were reading off why the listeners should go to the Stay Healthy website. Today's articles are something I'm fascinated with. It's all about how being fit earlier in our life, having a slimmer midsection in particular, is really strongly linked to brain health, mm-hmm. and specifically the size of our brain, the size of our hippocampus. I've been fascinated with this lately, that it looks like if you have a big belly, your brain is going to shrink, and that starts in our 30s. So there's a good paper came out today looking at this with thousands of people, and it's right there on the Stay Healthy website. It's one of the reasons I love you guys' website. It's so good.
They have a really good site there, and those industry articles are really, really cool. You know, yeah. I have to ask you a question. As you travel around the country, which you do a lot, when someone brings up the topic of essential oils, I mean, what do they want to know in those areas? Are everybody asking the same questions?
No. It's very splintered. There are definitely a lot of haters out there who think essential oils are nonsense, and they're slowly converting those people. I think a lot of the haters that used to come to my lectures and think that essential oils were not legit, you know, did not have rigorous data behind them, they're starting to be converted. There's starting to be enough evidence. There's more stacks of studies, more big trials getting published. I think that that's one area. Another area is just the sourcing and the sustainability, kind of looking at there's people that doubt essential oils are sustainable. And there's question marks about that when you're, you know, they know that it takes 1,000 pounds of lemon peels to get 1 pound of oil. And that's kind of typical when you start dealing with essential oils. You find out it takes a massive amount of crops, whether it's resins or flowers or roots or whatever, and that if you're growing that with chemical fertilizers, that raises a lot of questions in certain people's minds. Obviously, with Garden of Life, we're all organic, so we have a lot of great answers for them on that. Other times, it's about how to use them. People are confused about, how do I actually build a practice? How do I start integrating these into my health regimen every day? So I would say those are the main areas, you know, wondering about the science and what has been shown in terms of evidence, wondering about the environmental impact, and then wondering about practical usages. Those are probably the main areas that I get questioned.
You know, and I think the interesting thing is, as people start to, you know, study more about essential oils, they'll find that it really does open up a door of another whole branch of health and nutrition. You know, yeah. Another branch that you might not have known about, another branch that could fit very well into your lifestyle, and another layer of support and benefits that, you know, without it, you may really be different than how you could be if you weren't, you know, using it correctly.
I love that, Jeff. You make me think of this quote that's on my screen right now, that the exploitation and the exploration of essential oils, you know, I think we exploit them in a way that is useful. These are a potential replacement that represents a new era of phytopharmaceuticals. You know, that these are plant medicines. Just like you're saying, it opens up a realm of plant medicine that I think has been underexplored, that this may actually offer some replacement therapy, that we may be using essential oils in lieu of certain drugs or other medicines. Mm-hmm. And that's an exciting future, because essential oils really are powerful medicine. I mean, they're so concentrated and can do pretty sometimes immediate things. I mean, it doesn't take weeks or months sometimes to see these effects. It happens right before your very eyes. You know, when I use eucalyptus oil, my lungs notice it within 2 minutes. I mean, it is really, really a great thing when you start diving into this stuff. You learn about a whole new era of medicine.
You know, other parts of the world have incorporated in essential oils a long time ago. And for them, it's just very, very common everyday kind of things to use essential oils for everything from changing the mood and the temperament of a room to using it as a perfume to adding it to laundry or, you know, using it in different ways. And, you know, people still hear, they're like, well, I picked up some of those essential oils and I'm just going ahead and I'm using it on my potpourri. And they're just kind of like, I'm nervous to use it on anything else.
Yeah, I know. I think there is sometimes fear out there about, you know, how to use them. In terms of my favorites, I mean, the skincare is probably my favorite, where you can apply these topically, where you dilute these oils into a body oil or a face oil or a gel or a cleanser, scrub, balm, butter, salve. Mm-hmm. You can put it in your bath. That's one of my favorites, Jeff. I don't know about you, but that just really works for me quickly. Like when I have a headache, I'll take, you know, about a tablespoon of really any oil. It can be coconut oil or olive oil or almond oil, whatever I got. And I'll put a few drops of peppermint and lavender and I'll kind of rub it into my palms. It's really nice and aromatic, smells great. And then I rub that into my neck and scalp whenever I have kind of a tension, headache thing, whenever I feel tight in the back of my head or when I'm underslept and I want to relax those muscles. And I'll tell you, it takes about 5 seconds before that kind of dermal application starts putting those molecules, and it does reach your bloodstream. I mean, these rubbing it through your skin does actually apply it into your body. You're getting those molecules from the essential oils into your blood. You don't need to eat them in order to get them into your bloodstream. And I think the topical application can be so wonderful for so many oils. I mean, a lot of them you want to dilute. You don't want to put them on your skin directly. I once had a massage therapist who put a bunch of them. She was, I guess, brand new or a novice. And in the middle of the massage, I noticed she's like putting all these oils right into my back. And it did actually kind of break me out. It gave my skin a little irritation. And it was a waste. I mean, you don't need to do that. It's too concentrated. You'll get more out of your oil when you dilute it into some kind of carrier. And again, it doesn't matter what oil you use, whether you got almond oil or even one of the cooking oils, you know, canola oil or something is fine. But dilute your essential oil into the carrier and then rub it right into your skin or in your bath. And I find it can be amazing for muscles, for circulation, for all kinds of cluster, tension, headachey stuff where you feel tight. I just love the skincare applications. I think that, you know, aromatherapy is well known and gets a lot of limelight, a lot of books, a lot of practitioners, specialists. But I don't think you need to do that. I mean, you can, and it certainly makes it even better. We'll talk about that, the aromatherapy side. But the skincare is so accessible. And for those that are new, that have never tried any of this essential oil stuff, I would recommend the skincare route, just rubbing it right through your skin in a carrier oil or mixing it into any existing product. I add peppermint oil to my mouthwash, and I swear it makes it like supercharged. It's like double the effect. It really does make it more powerful. So any existing mouthwash you have, try adding peppermint oil, for example, or adding a couple of drops into your bath. Essential oils are incredible.
You know, I think the more you use them and the more you experiment with them, the more success you get, because you start to try other things that you might not have tried in the past.
Yeah. Yeah, well put. You know, there's a lot of references out there, too. If you're looking for good ideas, boy, I mean, whole books are written about this. Or if you don't want to go to the library or buy a book, get online, use your phone. I mean, there's incredible vast amounts of research on these that are constantly getting published. You know, I think one of the favorites out there is lavender. It's so well known to give the feelings of peacefulness and calm. it's very soothing to our mind. And boy, that's something a lot of people could use nowadays. When if they come home to a their little spa type treatment where they have, you know, lavender being diffused into the bathroom, or taking a lavender bath, or rubbing some lavender into their joints or skin or scalp, it can really help you relax, fall asleep easier, reduce nervous tension, help with certain types of anxiety feelings. I think lavender is one of those that every household should make sure they have a little bottle of lavender, and ideally make sure it's organic. You know, that's one of my plugs. I try to get on your show and say this, that, you know, when we're buying essential oils, most of them, it's about a quarter of them that are on the market, are organic, and most of them are not. Most of them are conventionally grown, and that means they're grown in parts of the world that often don't have good regulations. You know, they might be grown in Egypt or India or Tunisia or something. And we want to make sure, you know, as good stewards of the land, we want to make sure that even in those parts of the world, they're growing it without toxic chemicals. And in those parts of the world, they still allow DDT, another banned terrible phrase. So at Garden of Life, when you buy our essential oils, they're all organic. And if you don't buy Garden of Life, please, please buy organic. Just find one that is organic. They're out there. It's going to give you not only a better quality of oil, but it's so much more sustainable. It just contributes to better topsoil, better biodiversity, and less of these toxic chemicals being used as far as sprays and ethanol and fertilizers. It's a huge supply chain out there. So yeah, buy organic. And if you don't own lavender, try the Garden of Life organic lavender. It's, I think, among the very best lavenders that are out there. It really is very soothing, very quickly.
You know, I have a friend, and she does these deep massages. She's a hairstylist, and she does really deep, deep hot oil treatments with her clients, and she uses organic. She uses your organic coconut oil, and she infuses it sometimes with things like rosemary, or she'll add a little peppermint to stimulate the scalp to the oil, and she'll massage it in and then put a heat cap on, and, you know, they'll wear that for like a half hour to 45 minutes, and then, you know, they'll rinse out and style and wash and do everything. And she said it just completely changes not only the structure and the health of the hair, she says, but using rosemary oil or peppermint oil also relaxes the mood and gets rid of a headache if there is one there, and makes them relax and they just kind of lay back and, you know, just really enjoy, you know, the process of, you know, getting their hair done. And they said sometimes the oils are amazing to set the mood. Somebody come in a terrible mood, and in no time flat, they're in a better mood.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. I love that you mentioned for hairstylists to try this out too. I was just reading about rosemary oil, one of the ones you mentioned, and I've read about it for dandruff, that it's actually a really useful kind of additive where you pour a few drops of the rosemary oil into your shampoo or conditioner, and you massage it in well into your scalp. And I've read that it actually has big effects on kind of the surface microbiome, meaning the types of bacteria and yeast and fungus that live on our skin and in our scalp and in our hair. And apparently rosemary oil can have a really strong effect against certain fungus. So it's really good for kind of dandruff and flaky hair, scalp stuff. But also I read about it and then heard people anecdotally tell me that it's good for stimulating hair growth. So your hairstylist is apparently really knowledgeable using rosemary oil. I've lately been hearing all kinds of cool stuff about how rosemary may be not only good for dandruff, but even stimulating hair follicles to kind of allow more growth of hair. And then it's also used in massage for lymphatic massage. You know, our lymph system is a really big drain. It's kind of like our storm drain of our body. And we have a lot of lymph. We have actually about three times as much lymphatic fluid as we do blood. I mean, it's a huge drain. And it's a big part of our immune system and recycling blood cells. And they say rosemary oil, again, I want to highlight rosemary for just a second, that it's a great lymphatic massage to move the wastes and kind of help cleanse our body. So if you're doing a massage and you're doing a cleanse, or any one of those, try rosemary as a lymphatic massage. Rub it down kind of the lymph channels in your arms and legs and back. It might help stimulate some cleansing, make you feel better, maybe improve energy. Rosemary is ancient. I mean, the Romans used it in a lot of ceremonies and a lot of medical traditions. And our rosemary comes from Tunisia. It's actually wildcrafted in the mountains. It's, you know, these families that live in Tunisia are bidding. They get in line because it's such a great wage to go and work for our supplier. It's all organic. You know, this is something that is not adulterated with a lot of modern industry. It's still cultivated in the way it was hundreds or over 1,000 years ago. And it takes about 1,000 pounds of rosemary to get 4 pounds of oil. You don't want to be using chemicals. So that's what we're getting. And I really say that if anybody hasn't tried rosemary oil, try it as a scalp treatment or a topical. It's also really useful for joints, for muscle pain, and as a kind of a muscle rub. So again, rosemary is one of those that I'm glad you mentioned, Jeff, because it's one of my favorites. I think it has one of the most rich histories in terms of antiquity and the Roman kind of legends about it. But it's also got modern research backing it up, not just for muscle pain, but also for scalp treatment. So great stuff. Awesome to have around.
You know, I know somebody when she gets headaches, and she said that she carries her bottle of rosemary, and she said when she starts to get a headache, she takes a deep breath on either nostril a couple times, and she says that many, many times it will make the headache go away.
Yeah. And you mentioned one of my other favorites, lemon oil. Mm. And I was reading all these interesting studies. They're all animal trials when they look at what's going on with, you know, how it affects their brain and their nervous system. They actually found lemon oil had one of the strongest anti-stress effects. And the way they were measuring that is they were looking at stress hormone levels, specifically corticosterones, which is an adrenal steroid made when your body is under stress or going through fight or flight responses and things. And they measured this stress hormone in the animal's bloodstreams, and they found that after about 2 weeks of exposing mice and rats to lemon oil, it consistently brought down some of these stress hormone levels. And I think that that's the tip of the iceberg, that when we start using essential oils, most of us who have done this kind of understand that it changes our brainwave pattern a little bit. You know, might bring us from alpha wave patterns where we're kind of anxious and easily irritable or frustrated, and help bring our mind into a more calm place where on an MRI machine we might even be able to register the brainwave patterns as more beta waves or theta waves, the type of brainwave patterns that we get into when we're meditating or basket weaving with our friends or, you know, enjoying a really nice meal with our family. We want to help shift the electrical patterns of your brain over to these healthier states. And that's what some of the animal trials are showing. And I wanted to plug not just lavender, which gets a lot of kind of fame and limelight for that. It's not just lavender. It's also things like lemon oil, which can have a really strong anti-stress effect. So again, you know, mixing lemon oil and rosemary oil and doing a scalp treatment sounds incredible. I actually want to try that myself. I've been reading about it lately, but I think it's time to, like you said, experiment and explore new uses. There's so many ways to go with essential oils.
Is there ever a need for essential oils if you're traveling?
Yeah, I mean, I bring them on the road a lot, particularly tea tree oil. I think that if you're on the road and you want help with cuts and bites and scratches and scrapes and, you know, having a good all-around topical antiseptic. You know, a lot of people use, you know, things like Neosporin or, you know, fresh aloe leaves whenever they have wounds or cuts. And those are great. I'm not, you know, here to throw rocks at any other strategy. But for me, tea tree oil is my go-to. Tea tree oil dates back to Captain Cook. I mean, literally the 1700s. And it's been used throughout. I mean, even in World War II, it was issued to all the Australian troops in the Army and the Navy. And modern research shows that it's a really powerful antifungal, kills different types of yeast, different types of bacteria, really dries out the skin, so it can be used for all kinds of topical skin irritation. And tea tree oil is one that you don't have to dilute. You can put it right on your skin. You don't have to put it in any form of carrier oil. So tea tree oil is definitely one. And then when I travel, I do like to bring some lavender or some kind of really calming, soothing oil to help me sleep, because there are times when I'm in the hotel and I need to get to bed quick, and it really does help me to bust out the diffuser and kind of make the room smell like a really nice, calm kind of spa type of feel. helps me relax, helps me go to sleep, and I swear I get deeper sleep. So it's definitely useful for traveling, especially if you're like me and you're traveling for work.
You know, I said this a long time ago. I tell people to save their dryer sheets from their dryer, and you know, you get done folding your clothes, just smooth out those old, you know, those sheets. And then take one every once in a while and put, you know, 5 or 6 drops of lavender oil on it and just kind of wave it through the air and then kind of put it between your pillowcase and your pillow. And it really, you smell it all night long. I mean, I've carried those with me. I've put oil on them and put them in Ziploc bags and put them in pillows in hotels and things like that. And, you know, that'd be a good hint for you, too. So when you're traveling.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, and that way you're not putting oil on somebody else's anything. You know, you're just you're slipping that in between. And I think it really does give you a little bit of some aromatics.
Oh, that's a great idea. I've recently been playing with eucalyptus oil for my kids. They had a little bit of a summer cold kind of thing, a little bit of lung, you know, just a little bit of congestion. And as you were saying that, you know, I diffused it in the room at night with a little electric diffuser. And it worked really well. It helped open their lungs. And my kids were telling me that they slept better, they slept deeper, they were able to breathe. And but trying that little pillow trick sounds like a really cool way to do it when I'm on the road, you know, just taking a dryer sheet and, you know, giving them some of that same, almost like a bronchodilator right in their pillow. That's a cool idea, Jeff. So, yeah, I'll try that. Eucalyptus oil is one of my favorites.
And I think what you could do is you could do a couple with eucalyptus oil on them. Zip them up and then put an E on them and then put a couple with lavender and put an L on them. And, you know, the ones with the L are going to help you sleep. And if you get a little clogged up or a little sore throaty on the, you can use the one with the E for the eucalyptus and put that between your pillow and, you know, breathe deep while you're sleeping.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Jeff. It's nice to have a little, kind of a little library of different remedies available right when you need them.
Exactly.
Easy and safe, even for kids.
We're talking with Bruce Topping today, representing Garden of Life. We're talking about their new essential oil line. We'll talk about some more of those and then a great special that they're running now. We'll talk about that right after the break. We'll be right back with Bruce Topping and Garden of Life and their essential oils. Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains 3 main ingredients. Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, 3 capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only 1 capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a 3-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Vitamin Code is a cutting-edge line of raw, whole food vitamin supplements with age and gender-specific formulas. Vitamin Code utilizes a dual probiotic cultivation process that emulates the growing process found in the plant kingdom. Nobel Prize-winning science inspired this process to grow food vitamins, similar to vegetables in the soil. Each individual nutrient is combined with a specific peptide that allows passage through the cell wall of 2 separate probiotics. These individually cultivated vitamins and minerals are called raw food created nutrients, and typically they come with their unique code factors intact, which nourish the body as nature intended. Raw means these food items are uncooked, untreated and unadulterated, delivered with probiotics and enzymes and absolutely no synthetic vitamins. Our audited raw standard means vitamin code ingredients are always kept below 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And we do not use the incredibly harsh compression and heat typically used to create vitamin tablets. In a base of 22 raw organic fruits and vegetables, Vitamin Code formulas combine the best of nature and science with no binders, artificial flavors, colors, or sugars. Everything you want in a true raw whole food multi, and nothing you don't want. Vitamin Code from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston.
All right, we're back. Want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. Go in and see what a full-service health food store is all about. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, and of course, always the greatest selection of the best every single day. Take the time to become part of the Stay Healthy family. You'll be glad you did. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And take the time to visit their wonderful articles they have there. Read those articles, increase your own knowledge, and print yourself a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. Today we're talking with Bruce Topping, and we're talking about the essential oil line from Garden of Life, now available at Stay Healthy. Bruce, how did you decide which oils to pick?
Yeah, so we kind of took a look around at what's being used the most, what people have the best experiences with. Also, what is the most sustainable in terms of, you know, getting them organic and getting them non-GMO and getting them vegan without chemicals or bleaching or, you know, all the weird stuff, the industrial processing that can happen. You know, a lot of it, we deal with suppliers that have started hundreds of years ago that have really rigorous testing. And for us, if it can't pass through all the audits, you know, if your oil can't be audited to be organic and can't be tested with chromatography and spectroscopy and all the lab equipment. We want to make sure there's no petroleum byproducts, no decaying, you know, phenolic molecules that are clumping or congealing or falling out of solution. We want to make sure they're using the right species. They're not blending different non-medicinal parts of the plant in there with the medicinal parts. We really do our homework. At Garden of Life, this is sort of what people are accustomed to from us. We're the number one brand. We don't mess around. This is not by accident. You know, we've created a really trusted supply chain. And certainly with these oils, when we talk about things like peppermint oil or tea tree or eucalyptus or lemon, they have a long track record of use, and we can get them organic and extremely sustainable from one of our partners that has, you know, living wages paid in parts of the world where often there's not a lot of economic opportunity. So we kind of do this calculus where we look at each oil and we try to decide which ones have the most value and which ones contribute to a really great sustainable blue sky of converting topsoil and improving land. So we made decisions based on that mostly. We are looking at more down the line. I mean, there are definitely more out there than the, you know, nine that we have available, or, you know, we're definitely going to expand it, but these are, I think, are the core that everybody should have, you know, a eucalyptus and a tea tree and a lavender at home. Those are, for example, very basic options that no home should be without.
I like the little four boxes that you have, the little sample packs. Those are kind of nice.
Yeah, our little sample pack is, I think, a tremendous value. I mean, when you look at what you're getting, it's four essential oils, lavender, peppermint, tea tree, and lemon. Again, these are some of the most basic, core, kind of most useful. And you get them for the retail price before coupons, before discounts. It's already a great price at $49.95. And I know, of course, you guys have it on a great special. And then there's always the free diffuser kit. You know, while these last, we have diffuser kits to go along with these little starter kits. It's a great way to get you in the door for an incredible value and get you started with something that are really popular and I think you're going to find is really useful for your family.
Let's talk about diffusers. You know, there was a time when we used to use terracotta rings and we put oil on and put them on a light bulb and the heat would release it out, and putting it on potpourri or putting it on a sponge or, you know, putting it with a little water and misting it through the air. How would you describe what a diffuser is?
Yeah, so essentially a diffuser is a way of putting it into the air, you know, letting evaporation carry these volatile molecules. Volatile means really light, very low molecular weight. And these molecules can be carried through evaporation of steam, and you can basically diffuse them into the air, which means spread them out into the air, into all the gases in the room, all the oxygen and nitrogen, and it will carry these molecules, and then you can breathe them in. They're just floating out there, suspended in the gas of the oxygen in the room. And when you breathe it in, you carry them. So the diffuser is just a little electric gizmo that has some water in it and some little pad and a little heater element that makes steam in a very concentrated way that's also very safe. There's no open flames. It's not hot to the touch. You know, kids can play with it. It's fine. So the diffuser is a nice little electric device that you plug in, and it has a little water and a little pad in there to put your essential oil on, and it heats up the water and makes a nice little plume of steam, a tiny little jet of steam, and it's not hot. You can put your hand right over it, and that water vapor and steam basically carries those volatile oils up into the room, and then you can breathe them in, and it smells really great. It deodorizes the room. I really recommend if you have a kitchen with a family like I do, we're a family of five. Our kitchen trash is always like the least pleasant part of the room until I put my diffuser over there. Now I diffuse lemongrass right in the kitchen. It's one of my favorites, lemongrass oil. And it's an amazing room deodorizer. And I've noticed, Jeff, that now the kitchen is like a popular place to hang out when I have guests over. They'll kind of congregate over in that corner of the room where there's the diffuser, not seeing the trash. I mean, it's so complete. The deodorizing is so complete that people will stand near the trash can now in my house, not realizing that the trash is right there, because simply the lemongrass diffuser smells so good. It kind of attracts people. So I'd recommend it for your kitchen or your bathroom or anywhere in your house that you want to smell amazing. Try the diffuser.
Now, can you have these diffusers running while you're sleeping?
Yeah, they're really safe. They're not going to catch fire. There's no, electric, like, spark going off. There's no open flames. I really recommend it while you sleep in particular, especially for eucalyptus or peppermint oil. These are very opening for the lungs and bronchial and sinuses, so they're great decongestants, great for kids. I'd recommend diffusing eucalyptus oil at night for anybody that's having any lung issues, because usually by the morning they're a believer. Even if they were skeptical, even if they didn't believe in essential oils, by the morning they're a believer because the effects are pretty immediate. It's awesome.
Now, what about putting them in like kids' rooms at night?
Yeah, that's what I was recommending actually. If you have kids who have chronic and frequent lung
issues, breathing,
then I highly recommend putting. Again, eucalyptus and peppermint are my two favorites. There are others. You can certainly blend it with lavender or floral oils. There's a lot of ways to go here. But I would try either straight eucalyptus or eucalyptus and peppermint and try diffusing that in your kid's room. It's very safe. This is not like drinking bottles of tinctures or taking high doses of vitamins. Kids can do this. It is very safe.
Okay. You know, I sometimes think that, I have a friend of mine and she loves taking baths. She puts essential oils in her bath. She's got a diffuser pumping away in the bathroom. And, she comes home every night and does a lemon and lavender bath and just relaxes for, it's her 45 minutes to an hour every night. It's like her routine. It's her spa. And phones are off, everything. And people know not to bother her during that time. And it's her way of regrouping, and then she's awesome the rest of the evening, but she's got a very high-stress job. She doesn't want to take medication to come down. This is her medication.
Yeah, wow. I mean, I've seen it work for me. I've seen it work for my family. There's a lot of ways to use essential oils for your mind and body, and especially kind of soothing you when you're stressed and anxious. I very much have experienced what you're talking about, Jeff. I also use it when I go out in the woods. I want to mention that one of my favorite ones is geranium loom. And I'm somebody who goes hiking, and this year, you know, there hasn't been a lot of winter in Missouri, so the chiggers and the ticks and the mosquitoes and horse flies, everything's really bad this year. And I find that when I use geranium oil, and there are others, tea tree is also well known, eucalyptus has some great effects against bugs, but this is a really natural, very clean, mm-hmm. very effective bug spray. And I recommend, you know, if going out in the woods, take some geranium oil and kind of rub it into your calves or ankles or in your kind of arms and legs a little bit, and you will be amazed at how few biting insects or ticks ever want to climb up on you and bite you, because those plant essences, they are a natural defense. I mean, this is what the plant kingdom uses to keep bugs from eating them. And when you get them in a concentrated way like the oil, they're effective. So I wanted to put in a plug for one of my favorites. If you go hiking this year, try some geranium oil. It definitely does work.
I have a friend that mixes geranium and peppermint, and they make in a spray bottle, and she sprays the base of the tents when they go camping and the bottoms of the sleeping bags and around the outside perimeter of the tent. And she even sprays the area where they sit. Of course, they use citronella candles as well. And, you know, and she says there are no, if there are bugs, they're hiding really well in their campsites.
Running away.
She says, and I do it morning and night. She goes, I can't overdo it. And she says, it's just worth it. It just takes away the stress of camping.
Oh, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, one of my good friends has recently turned me on to frankincense oil. She's has a yoga studio, and she does all this kind of meditation and different guided biofeedback. And she was doing a little guided meditation with me and using frankincense oil in her studio. And I have to say that it worked. I mean, they say that frankincense kind of opens up your spirit and kind of it's used to kind of purify you and make you more open to meditation is the way she described it. And I have to say, I don't know if it was just her words or whether it was the aroma. She was diffusing all this frankincense into the room, but it was like the best meditation I've ever had. And I want to recommend that. If you're somebody who is doing a spiritual practice or you're doing some kind of yoga or prayer or meditation, try frankincense in the diffusing that into the room. I think you'll get even more effect out of it than your normal practice. It also is sometimes called the king of essential oils. I mean, frankincense is incredible. I love the smell of this one. So I've recently been hearing about it, and I got to try it in kind of a meditation practice. And I have to say, it works. Give that one a shot.
I said, somebody chime in. She says, I picked up this kit and picked up the free diffuser, and I didn't take it home. I'm using it in my office, and it has made a difference in the mood of the office.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. You know, that's something I notice around the house. Is sometimes the kids are running around, just, you know, terrorizing each other, very disagreeable, having a little discord in the home. And then I'll diffuse oils into the room. Like I'll take the lemongrass out near the trash can, and I'll put in, you know, in the living room, I'll move the diffuser out there and put lavender and lemon and, you know, geranium and kind of make it just this really floral, really pleasant place to be. And I do notice that the moods and the tempers all come back down to a more normal pace, and everybody just feels better. So I've kind of had this similar effects with essential oils, but it's hard to put your finger on it. But they really do kind of change the mood of the room. They really do affect our nervous system. And I think modern science is only beginning to catch up on exactly how that works with all these electrical impulses and brain cells and all these different kind of chemistry of how it really affects us. Because that's what this is. This is really plant medicine. But I also want to put a plug in. When you buy Garden of Life, you are supporting a great industry. This is something that helps convert acreage all over the world, in India, in northern Argentina, in Florida, in Egypt. We want to be working for the human struggle, getting rid of chemicals and paying living wages and really increasing biodiversity and helping topsoil. This is a huge part of Garden of Life. And when you buy our essential oils, not only do you get all this amazing kind of medicinal, really aromatic, great-smelling, you know, bug protection and room deodorizers and all that, you also are supporting converting topsoil all over the world. So it's a really feel-good story, and I just love our essential oils at Garden of Life.
Somebody just asked if you could talk about maybe one of the oils you could think of that would be good for helping to rub on the bottoms of the feet, maybe with another oil carrier for really tired feet.
Yeah, so I love rosemary. Again, yeah. Rosemary has become one of my favorites. You know, I think it just, it has, like, on the side of the bottle where we talk about rosemary oil, we talk about energizing, that it kind of stimulates lymphatic flow. It's really just good for, you know, we mentioned your scalp, but I would recommend rosemary oil, kind of stimulating blood flow, helping with tired feet, helping with circulation. And I would recommend, you know, putting it into, I usually use almond oil, or if I have it, jojoba oil. It's maybe my favorite. Jojoba oil, they say, is the closest to human sebum. It's very close to the oil our own skin makes. So I usually use jojoba or almond oil. And I'll take, you know, about a tablespoon of oil into my palms and kind of rub it in there. And I'll add about maybe 4 drops of rosemary oil. And I'll rub that into my palms, and it's really nice smelling. And I would recommend that as a great foot rub, really stimulating the circulation and blood flow and the surface capillaries. Also really just good for your skin. They say some of these essential oils, rosemary included, has a really good effect on collagen synthesis and the turnover rate of our skin cells. So I know geranium has been known for that, and the lemongrass has also been known for that. So you could mix lemongrass and rosemary, or geranium and rosemary, or there's a lot of different ways to go. Again, you can read about these online, or there's lots of little books or whole, you know, presentations online about this. But yeah, using it as a foot rub, and then if you have fungal stuff going on, like your athlete's foot, that's where I might recommend lemongrass or tea tree oil for the big, strong antifungals for people that, you know, sometimes we're playing sports a lot and our feet are in, you know, a wet socks a lot, or if we're going hiking in the woods, that can be a problem. So if you have the fungal side going on, I would try the lemongrass and tea tree, or some blend containing either lemongrass or tea tree. Those are my favorite antifungals.
This is funny. Somebody just chimed in and he says, I own a gas station, and what I do is every time we change the toilet paper roll, before I put it on the roll, I put 5 or 6 drops of peppermint oil inside on the cardboard roll, and I put it on. And he said, it just really kind of helps the smells in the bathrooms.
That's a good idea.
That's funny.
I'm sure nobody knows where it's coming from.
Probably not. Probably not.
In the trim. Yeah, they're looking for the little plastic, you know, plug-in thing, when really he's using organic essential oils, which is so cool. And that's a great example, somebody who owns a gas station. This isn't just hippies in Berkeley anymore. You know, it used to be that essential oils were not known outside the kind of new age woo community, but that's changing. Even scientists and people who are very rigorous in their approach are reading trials, reading all kinds of studies about the chemistry of essential oils. It really is going mainstream, and I, for one, am glad. I think there's long been a lot of potential here. It's great to see more grant money, more research being done, because there's massive amount of potential. This is really plant medicine.
This is interesting. This lady says, I had old bathrobe, and I cut up tiny little strips about 2.5 inches long and about 1/2 inch wide, and I glued them to the top and the bottom of a clothespin.
Oh, wow.
She says, and then I clip it onto the vent inside our cars, and then everybody has their own favorite oil, and they just put a couple drops on the terry cloth.
Huh.
And it blows
it. Cool.
When the air goes on, it circulates. She goes, and no chemicals.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. You know, I love the way that essential oils kind of deodorize and really make a room smell wonderful, and not in that chemical way. Like, I'm not a big fan of buying air fresheners, because usually they don't smell like the real thing. They smell like a synthetic imitation of the real thing that they're trying to mimic. And also, I wonder about what they're made with, what stabilizers and what man-made chemicals are in there. And that's why I love essential oils. This is a way of getting, you know, just pure orange. The way these are made is just pressing the orange peel. You're just getting little glands off the surface of the peel and just pressing them. It's, you know, very simple. Or you're using steam, you know, with rosemary or lavender. You're just carrying the little volatiles, these very light molecules, they call them volatile molecules, you're carrying them through steam. The only solvent is water. I mean, you can't get any cleaner than that. It's so much better than all those chemical sprays they sell in the store. So yeah, I'd highly recommend diffusing it in your car. They do sell car diffusers for those that you know are on the road all the time, or in the bathroom, or like I do, or on the kitchen and the trash. There's lots of ways of using it to deodorize a room or just make the room smell different, change the whole mood of the space you're in. Essential oils have thousands of uses. It's incredible. Mm-hmm.
And I love the idea that they get the free diffuser if they buy the four kit, which is in a really pretty little box. Just buy one of those from Garden of Life. They're right up front, and then you'll get the free diffuser. And then you can really start experimenting. Hey, Bruce, thank you. This hour goes so fast. I appreciate you kind of zooming in and giving people a better look at the essential oils. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a great day, a great week, and enjoy your Monday.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeff. It's always a pleasure. I'm always tickled to talk about essential oils. This is such a promising area of plant medicine. I can't wait for people to try them out and write us in and tell us what they think. Great stuff.
Have a wonderful day, my friend.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
My guest today, Bruce Topping, representing Garden of Life. Garden of Life, of course, all the products, you'll find them at the store. Some of the best prices anywhere on Garden of Life products every day at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Their powders, their vitamins, their oils, all their good stuff. And now, essential oils. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the Garden of Life products every single day. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. Stay Healthy on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Stay Healthy now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're also Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great prices, awesome staff, the most knowledge in one area. Get your questions answered. Create awesome relationships with, you know, your healthy gurus. You know, have people in the business you can talk to. And today it is about learning. It is about educating. It is about information. And, you know, once you meet these amazing people, you're going to want to be able to have them at your fingertips so you can go back and talk to them again. And that's the great thing about Stay Healthy. You can. It is that full service environment that, you know, allows people to feel so comfortable at the store. Well, this is the Staying Healthy Radio Show here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. You can tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 till 9 in the morning. I bring you some of the best guests in the industry. The movers, the shakers, the formulators, the educators, the people that are out in the field training, teaching, learning, and then passing on new information on so we can all learn from that. We learn from trials and tribulations. We learn from scientific studies. We learn from hands-on knowledge that's been, you know, recently discovered, or things that have been passed down to us for centuries. We have to learn, and we have to ask questions. And when it comes right down to it, that's the whole idea of the show. I bring you the best so you learn the best, and then you can make the best decisions about your great health. And that's what the show is all about. If you can't tune in live due to scheduling or traveling or however that works for you, no big deal. Courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived, and they're all on my website for on-demand download podcast. Just go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, click on the archive icon, and then just download the show that you want to listen to when it's convenient for you on your time schedule. And that's awesome. I love technology today. The great thing about podcasts is you never have to miss anything. And if you hear something and you don't get to hear it all, you can go back and hear the rest. And if you hear something that would be perfect for a coworker or a friend or a family member or somebody you've just been talking to about an issue, you can tell them, you need to go hear the show. It's exactly what we were talking about. And then they can benefit from the guest and from the topic and from the information as well. You know, pay forward that information. Let people know there are great alternatives and compliments out there. And we want to make sure that everybody has the availability of the knowledge that's at their fingertips. There's nothing worse than finding out down the road that you had all this stuff at your fingertips, all these options, all these compliments, all these alternatives, and nobody ever told you about them and you didn't do any research on your own. There's a lot of coulda, shoulda, wouldas there. We don't want to have that. Check out all the essential oils, part of Garden of Life's new package at Stay Healthy. Get the pre-made 4-pack of oils and you get a free diffuser. Have a great day, everyone. Happy Monday. God bless. Thank you for tuning into the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy.
For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.